Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With Hurricane Milton on its way, tens of thousands of people are getting out.
We actually took 8 hours just to get out of the state of Florida. So the first 60 miles, it took us 4.5 hours to go 60 miles.
Rianne Ramirez is from Tampa, where the junk left behind by the last storm is still piled up. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is also there.
Up and down Bayshore Boulevard, the very popular area where these big homes, they have all their debris piles out currently from Helene. And so the same area is going to take the surge they got, which was record, about 5 to 7 feet, and they could double it.
The acting leader of Hezbollah says even more Israelis will be displaced, the militant group extending its rocket fire deeper into Israel. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to a couple of scientists whose work has been critical in helping form the building blocks of machine learning. One's from Princeton, the other from the University of Toronto. This is ABC News. Oklahoma getting ready to start buying Bibles for schools across the state now that they're required in classrooms. But there are questions about a connection to Donald Trump.
Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters recently allocated $3 million for the Bibles, and in searching for a supplier, the Education Department issued requirements that appeared to be for the Bible on which former President Trump makes royalties. But after legal questions were raised, the Education Department changed the Bible vendor requirements to say the supplier must provide a different Bible, the King James Bible.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero. So far, neither Oklahoma's governor nor the state's education secretary have talked publicly about the plan. Comcast is now offering identity theft protection for some of its customers after discovering a data breach. About 230,000 customers affected. And it'll cost more to try to win Mega Millions, the price for a single entry going from $2 to $5 next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth. With lip-smacking barbecue, you'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all 6 competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and 2 police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing 2 interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects expects Romeo Doubs to be back at work tomorrow. Doubs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
It's a pretty isolated incident. This has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer. We executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear. Our low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s by Thursday. Sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mark Becker, host of The Rational Revolution, joins me. Plus, Trump says migrants have the murder gene. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to ya. Nice morning out there. Not horrible, huh? A little chilly?
That's a little
chilly. A little chilly on your walk? Did you say Friday, though, 81?
Yes. Well, Friday's going to be great. Friday. So.
No, not Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday's going to be nice.
High school
Saturday,
football.
Though, gets, yeah, Saturday gets
and really we got
cool.
Cameron Moreland coming in today to talk about
he'll,
that.
He'll give us the lowdown. And I think I might go see Brittany and go look at the leaves at Granite Peak
Saturday
or Sunday.
You are such a wuss.
We'll see about
I showed you. I sent you.
You
I was
did,
looking out
night.
For you.
You did.
And I sent you the best place in the Midwest to go and look at leaves.
But Brittany,
and you won't do it.
No, Brittany's not going to be there.
I think, you know what? I bet Brittany would do it. I bet Brittany would drive to Ironwood, Michigan to the ski flying hill. Todd, you saw my thing, right?
That is pretty cool.
I was doing this out of the kindness of my heart for Jim because he wants to find leaves. And if I wasn't busy, man, I would be doing this.
Yeah.
800 feet up on the ski flying hill. Go to Copper Peak Adventure Ride. Enjoy a chairlift ride to an 800-foot hilltop. Then take an 18-story elevator to the main observation deck. If you're brave, you can climb stairs an additional 8 stories to the starting gate at the top. This provides the highest and most panoramic views in the entire Midwest. Copper Peak along the Black River Scenic Byway in Ironwood, Michigan.
Think about that. So 800 feet plus, it's another
18 stories.
Well, it's another 26, really, if you think about it, right? Because you're going 18 and then you climb another 8 or 16 and then 8. You know what I'm saying?
You go chairlift to 800 feet.
Right.
Well, to an 800-foot hilltop.
Right.
Then 18-story elevator.
Right.
And then 8 more stories climbing outside on the stairs.
That's what I'm saying. So that's 26. There's not a 26-story building in Green Bay. That's high.
Plus on top of an 800-foot hill.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's 2 hours away?
About that.
Wausau's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's about this. I'll call her. I'll call her this afternoon.
What time does she get up, Todd? Do you know?
She's usually up in the morning.
Oh, Could you get a hold of her?
I'll see if she's up.
Text
okay,
her. Yeah.
I think either way, 2 hours.
I'm looking here. Ironwood, Michigan. Well,
I think we're going to
170 miles. 3 hours. Well,
yeah,
for you, 2.5.
Anyway, I want to do that this weekend because then next weekend it might be over. Not over, but it won't be as bright. One of the two. We'll go either go there or we'll go to Granite Peak. Granite Peak is $18 on Sunday. So, I don't know. Saturday or Sunday we're going to go.
We're still waiting on people. I thought we were going to have some of our people were going to send us pictures.
Yeah.
Of the coolest color that we can see. Well, I'm hoping, if my car is fixed, I'm hoping to go to the UP Saturday.
That's right.
And that should be. You know, the only negative, though, is being as dry as it is. I mean, favorite thing in the world is having a big campfire at the camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And just, yeah. Sunday's supposed to be pretty crappy, though, rain-wise.
I don't know if it's going to rain, but it's going to be cool, like 56, 57, yeah. 58, so. But
man, this is the time you got to have bonfires in the backyard, isn't
I agree.
It?
I agree. Would you have a good fire pit? I mean, is it going to get away on you?
That's all it would take is one.
It's you know? Literally, yeah, that's true.
It's literally a hole in the ground yeah. that we put rocks around. If it had a chimney or something with a screen.
Those are lame, though. Outdoor I mean, that's not a real fire when you have to look at those things. But no, I was just thinking if you had the rocks.
Higher up. Not at all. Well, it's right on the ground.
You're going to need that, though. It's going to be cool on... You're there till what? Did you say you're going to go till Tuesday?
Tuesday, yep. Yep. Cool. So that's my big getaway for that.
Yeah. Got a text this morning from Terry. Copper Harbor is the best place for fall colors.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Just the ride up there, even. Yeah. I mean, once you get there, obviously it's great, but that ride up for about the last 20 miles is pretty spectacular. That area of the UP this time of year is... I mean, you talk about going all the way to Maine... You can go up there.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It really, it's incredible. I remember one time, though, I was reading a guy, a hockey player, and he talked about in college, they used to love their road trips to, like, New Hampshire or Vermont or one of those times, like, this time of year, just because the colors.
Oh, yeah.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
In that area up there.
Just so.
But let me ask you this. When you went to Maine, yeah. okay, mm-hmm. is that, that's like a, that's almost like in the spring when people go to. Where do they go out there? In Massachusetts. Cape Cod.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they say the traffic is so horrible.
It was then, too.
Trying to get into those places.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Once you get there and they, Kittybunkport and all that stuff, it's great. There's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of traffic. But once you get there, park your car, you can walk around. It's great restaurants. And it's like, it's kind of like Door County, but. You know, a little bigger and a lot more of them.
A little snootier.
You're right. You're right.
I told you my
little snootier.
My Mike, remember point. Mike Sherman, the Packers head coach?
Yeah.
I told you my Door County / Cape Cod story about him.
I don't think so.
So this was early on when we first started having him on the show. And he goes on IXX. And, hey, coach, plans this weekend? He goes off season or whatever. He goes, my wife and I were... taking up a plan to Door County. We heard really nice things about Door County. And I go, I'll be honest with you. It's a lot like, you know, a Midwest version of Cape Cod. He goes, you ever been to Cape Cod, John? I go, no. He goes, I didn't think so.
Yeah, that's a pretty good imitation. Yeah.
2 months later, Door County Magazine. Cover story. Packer head coach Mike Sherman. Oh, my gosh. It reminds me so much of Cape Cod.
That's nice that A.J. Dillon, you know, got the honorary key, right? He's like the mayor of Door County.
Yeah.
Remember they gave him that? So that's cool.
He was great. Great having him on yesterday. Yeah, and you know what? I'm really happy we didn't talk any football.
No.
Didn't talk his injury. Didn't whatever. Just kind of, you know, just I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, he talks about. You know, his love of the community. He married into a nice family.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll get things really done.
Those Tunans are good people. Yeah. So I think he could do a lot in our community. You know, and who knows? And he may run for politics. He's articulate, smart guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to move. I hope not.
Okay, so can we talk about something else? Is it going to move or not?
Oh, no. No,
okay. Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow about that. Okay.
We'll talk during the breakdown.
Oh, are we talking this thing?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's, you know how government works. There's these different readings and different zonings. And anyway, so any amendments, they go back to committee. So today is the RDA, the Redevelopment Authority.
Okay.
And it's like final approval. You know,
we're talking about the Packer Heritage Trail statues.
Well, really, the approval is for the development.
Right.
And the development would require the Packer statues moving.
Right.
So it's not specifically the Packer statues. It's the development. So the development's 265 units. I mean, it's what?
Yeah.
It's huge. It's going to be great. It's market rate. We need that. But the Packers, and not everybody's crazy about those statues moving. And I think people were open to it. We've talked about that, right, John? We talked about it a lot. We went and talked to some other people. And there's just nothing. There's not a great alternative. There just isn't.
We thought there'd be more of a grassroots, hey, don't move our Heritage Hill. This is where the Green Bay Packers formed. I think it's a wonderful historical thing that Green Bay needs.
But we thought people were going to circle the wagons and say, look, make the developer incorporate this into his her project.
Which I think would look fantastic.
And then I heard just the other, I don't know if this is true, but that corner may be like a restaurant. Well, what a better way to walk into a restaurant than going through the Packer. That's just awesome development. And that was an expensive development, too. I mean, people aren't really talking about that, but I got a call from somebody. They're like, how much did that cost? And I'm like, go look at the wall behind there and look at all the people that donated. I mean, you know, the banks, Martin, you just.
Friday, there had to be 30 people out there getting pictures pictures.
And from a city standpoint.
Absolutely.
You should see the impressions on TV with that. Yeah. And that helps us as a city.
Everybody beautiful wants monument.
That, like,
beautiful.
Milwaukee has, you know, the Fonzarelli, the bench.
They got Fonzie.
Everybody's got their thing, and that's like our thing, right? And we have a lot of things, but that's one of our things. First of all, two things happened. One is there wasn't a big uproar. People are like, well.
I know. I'm surprised.
They didn't know, or they're apathetic about it. But the other thing is that there was not consensus on another location.
No, not at all.
So, and the Packers are like, you know, we put a lot into that. And
well, there's a reason for it being where it is. Well,
there's some other, right. And
historically.
There's other people saying, look, a deal's a deal. I mean, we all agreed that it was going to be there. The city kind of gave them the land, and other people gave them $50,000. A lot of that's,
right.
I mean, it's real money. It's not like, you know, that was an expensive project. Like, we wanted to stay there. So, anyway, I want to get to the point. The way development works, it goes through a committee. So, the final reading for that development project is today, the Redevelopment Authority.
All right.
They approve it. Or don't approve it. And then it goes to the city council next Tuesday, a week from today, for final approval. And after that happens, there's tough to walk that back. You know, when those things are done, they're done. So if anybody wants to speak their piece, today or next Tuesday is the day.
Wow. So it's come down to that, huh?
I've been getting a few phone calls on it, and they're like,
hey. I mean, you'd think they would have reached some kind of a resolution before now.
Right. How long have we been talking about this?
Yeah.
3 months?
Oh, man, longer than that.
Probably longer than that.
It seems like since we've been on the air, I swear.
It
seems like that was an early topic.
Spring? Yeah. Yo, that's true. That's true. So it's just interesting. I mean, there's stuff going on. You remember even in Appleton with the whole library thing? It's just, you know, people, they kind of get concerned at the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I said to this guy who called me last night, I said, look, man, today's the day. I mean, tomorrow's the day, I should say. If you want to go to that meeting, and I think he's going. But we'll see what happens. You would just hate to lose something like that. That's such a...
Totally agree. But there's a reason it's where it is. Obviously, you could move it over to Lambeau Land or whatever you call it, or wherever, but there's a reason it's right there.
Right.
It's because within a quarter of a mile, the entire birth of the Green Bay Packers...
That's called heritage. Right?
Happened right there.
Yeah. And it connects to a pretty cool... walk around.
It's a walk. Absolutely. The Northland Hotel. Landmark.
Right. St. Willibrord Parish, where Vince Lombardi went. The
Press
Gazette office. The Northland Hotel.
Absolutely.
Those are all things that, when you look at our community, and there's a lot of great things. The Packers.
I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
There are international exposure.
There's never been anything more popular in the United States sports-wise than the NFL. There's never been a team more historic and more popular than the Green Bay Packers. That's where they were born. You can't find a way to still appreciate and honor the birthplace?
Jim's got that. He's got the look. You know, you're preaching to the choir. Yeah. You know?
If I were there. No, yeah. I think I'm with you, John.
You're back.
It belongs there.
All right. We got to start a quick break. We got a great show coming up. Danielle Bina, Nate Rose, Cameron Moreland, Jason Lowe. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy.
You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Alba Show.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause was right, I'd leave.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Today is, let's see what is today.
Ooh, Tuesday.
Podiatry Day. Is that for your toes?
At feet.
Podiatrist? Okay. Octopus Day. Newspaper Carrier Day. Were you, Todd, you seem like you would have been a newspaper boy.
Nah, not out by me, you know.
Too far out in the country type stuff? Yep. How about you?
Yeah.
You were a paper
boy? My brother was. I would just pinch hit for him when he couldn't do it. It was a Journal Sentinel, though.
Pierogi Day?
Pierogi.
Pierogi.
Pierogi. That's an Italian food or something, but I don't know what it is.
Is it Polish?
Or pierogies, I thought were Polish.
Okay. Like a little something, something?
No, it's isn't it rolled up like in...
It's basically like a dumpling.
Yeah,
right?
Dumpling. But this inside, but it's more than a dumpling though, right? I mean, there's something inside the
pierogi. I think pierogi. It's potato. Is it potato?
Well, that's all it is. I think there's some meat in there.
You know what's funny? I love gnocchi, but I hate dumplings. Does that make sense?
Oh, I love dumplings.
Do you? I can't. Like dumpling soup is like, if I was in prison... When I'm in prison.
We know the last meal.
Next time I go to prison. If they want to torture me, feed me dumplings every day. Dumpling soup.
Really?
It's like eating a big flour thing of
flour.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Isn't it?
But if you grind up, I don't know, if you take potatoes and grind those up, add flour and... Those dumplings are all right.
But I used to make gnocchi with my mom.
Tell me what that is again.
It's basically almost the same thing. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how come I love gnocchis, but I hate dumplings?
Well, it's got to be the seasoning.
It's got to be the seasoning.
Dumplings just really, it's just salt. I don't think there's a lot in there. But I thought.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't get where the flavor. But at least with gnocchi, you have a really good.
See, but pierogies, there's more than flour in there. There's
yeah, it's got it's like a wrapper on the outside. It's
but is there like meat like inside right. there?
Or something, or yeah. spinach. Or
okay.
Something. Okay, so pierogi, that's what I thought that was. Dumplings are just.
Dough.
Right.
Yeah.
Pieces of dough.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Bruno Mars is 39, Nick Cannon 44.
Did you think
Matt
Bruno
Damon,
Mars was older?
Yeah,
he has been around forever.
Yeah.
Like that guy must have
young,
been.
Young kid.
I know.
He must have been when he broke into that. 39. And I saw that. I thought, wow.
That's really young.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase, 81. Boy, there's a guy who the older he gets, the more negative it seems like about with people that have worked with him.
I think people know he's not. Like influential or powerful anymore, right?
That's right. Yeah,
because they like are. Boy, they.
Yes.
Anybody who worked with him when he was 40,
yes.
50, they're all like, "You guys just."
I mean, he got kicked out of that last show he was on, the Community, yeah. and boy, they say him and not Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, back in the day with Saturday Night Live. I mean, like
they would actually fight.
They would actually fight.
I think Chevy came back for a guest appearance like the following year after he left, And he and what's his name got into it?
Murray?
Yeah.
They said Caddyshack, they'd just keep those guys apart when they were filming Caddyshack. They'd have to shoot their own little scenes, and then the other guy would shoot, and they'd edit them together.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember he had that late night talk show?
Yes.
For a very brief
very short time.
So did Magic Johnson, the Magic Hour, right? Oh, they were bad.
Who else? Didn't Pat Sajak have one?
Pat Sajak had one?
Yeah, he did.
Yep. Yep. And so did Dennis Miller for a little bit.
Dennis Miller was funny.
He wasn't bad. I liked Dennis Miller. Funny.
Yeah. I liked watching him.
Because if things weren't going well, he could just be Dennis Miller.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Hi, baby. I liked him with the long hair when he was doing the Weekend Update type things.
Right.
Sigourney Weaver, 75. I always think of her from Alien.
Yeah. Remember I think of her from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, Ghostbusters. Yeah.
A lot of coke on that set.
Which one?
Of Ghostbusters?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Right? Oh, yeah.
They How just, do you know this?
I read about it. Just, yeah. There was.
Yeah.
There, it just,
I was reading about it.
Yeah, I will say so. Bill Murray had a knack for pulling off a line as good as anybody back there. Because I remember in Ghostbusters when, you know, they go to Sigourney Weaver's place to check out for ghosts. And it's like, okay, in here, the blah, blah, blah. And he opens the door. He goes, she goes, no, that's my bedroom. Nothing crazy's happened there. He goes, that's too bad.
Change that.
He just had that perfect timing for throwing those in.
They have.
Quick survey, though, Jim. Over under on Jim actually going to see the Leafs in the UP.
It's going to happen.
Well, you're not going to the UP, though.
Oh, no, that's too far. I'm not going to go 3 hours. No, it's really up to Brittany. Whatever she says, we're going to do.
Today's also the anniversary of the Peshtigo fire.
I saw that.
I can't believe that went all the way to Champion, where the Shrine is.
Yeah, yeah. And that jumped the river and
unbelievable
survived that. You know, we were talking about Ghostbusters. There was an article yesterday, on the most haunted places to go to by state.
Okay.
Every state. Todd, this state, it was the Four Seasons.
The Pfister?
No. Like in, is it in Pembine or not?
It's on the way. Oh, I know where you mean.
Al Capone.
Yeah, well, yeah. Little Bohemia. Yeah, but the Four Seasons, it's kind of like a resort. You take a bridge across the river to it.
And they say that's the most, like, the noises and whatever the stuff these guys find or they think.
I've never been there. I've always wanted to go there. I think, isn't it kind of like up towards the town of
Pembine?
Breed?
It is Pembine.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. That is, if you look at all the states, that's featured under the state of Wisconsin.
That's so weird because I've never heard
Heard that before either.
Never.
I've always heard the Pfister.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, Major League Baseball players, legitimate Major League Baseball players have said weird things have happened there.
Yeah.
Did you see that Tigers game? Did you see the end of the Tigers game yesterday? Oh, my God. Dramatic home run. Two outs, two strikes. Then he hits this home run. Should keep the series alive. Keep the Tigers alive.
How?
You know what I love about watching the Tigers play? They wear the same uniforms they wore when I was collecting baseball cards when I was like 9.
That's cool.
Talk about tradition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the Yankees, Dodgers, Tigers, Red Sox, pretty much. Got this one, Jim. Two casinos on your way to Marquette. One that has a sports book where you can bet on the Badgers.
That's right, because we can bet on them.
I would have won 2 weeks in a row on the Badgers. But now Vegas is on to them, so they'll have.
Odds aren't going to be as good.
Uh-uh.
No.
You got to jump on those when you can.
You
got to
get in early. That's why the bet I took for the Packers NFC Championship, 17-1, $10, I'm going to win 170.
You gotta get that edge. You gotta get that edge. Nah, you gotta find some kind of
that
edge.
Ticket. I want to give that ticket away to one of our listeners. I want to come up with a contest. You know, before
I don't know if that's legal. Is it?
Hasn't stopped me before.
Well, I know that.
I know.
I guess you could, huh? So you want to give your winning ticket for him to claim
before the game? I mean, I want to have some kind of contest.
I thought
where you
meant
can win.
What you bet and won.
No,
you wanted to give that to him, and he gets the money.
Fun. No. Somebody can win. Somebody can get my ticket.
I was gonna
have an opportunity to win.
That's not to you, I know. We got a center break. Danielle Bina coming up. Nate Gross, wait till you hear about this guy's local artist project. Cameron Moreland, NBC 26. Jason Lowe, Top Dog Contest. Todd, I want you to talk about that when we come back.
All right.
Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The migration south for millions of birds across North America is underway, and many are flying over Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. But you say you haven't seen them. Well, we'll explain why next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Save Our Songbirds is a group organized here in Wisconsin drawing attention to the migration patterns of birds over the state. Ryan Brady is on the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds, and he says, while you may not see birds flying during the day, when you go to bed, they get active.
They migrate at night because they use the stars for navigation. The air's a little bit calmer. There's fewer predators that might eat them. It also leaves them time during the day to forage and fuel up, things like that. So while we're sleeping, literally on good nights where the conditions are favorable, which we've had some lately, there are hundreds of millions of birds, from tiny songbirds all the way up to larger birds like maybe ducks, that are migrating over our heads, flying hundreds of miles in a night to get to where they're going.
Ryan Brady, he's on the steering committee of Save Our Songbirds. If you'd like to watch the migratory pattern of birds online, the simple spot to start, birdcast.info. Brady says that the migratory birds will continue to move over Wisconsin for the rest of the month of October.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Well, and because of the mild weather we're enjoying across Wisconsin, the harvest of 2024 continues to roll. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, as of Sunday, statewide, 80% of our corn silage had been chopped, 10% of our corn for grain had been harvested, 61% of our soybeans have been combined off, and 86% of Wisconsin's potato harvest is already complete. That is just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear. Our low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s by Thursday. Sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Crystal clear water may be toxic. We can't tell if we don't test. $125 million of testing money is stuck in Madison, while polluting businesses sway Republican politicians to choose big business profits over the health of our people. Again, vote Jane Benson for State Assembly District 4 because safe water can't wait.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. We're going to have a good day today. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 43 in Oshkosh. Boy, we had a good time yesterday with our young man, our little podcaster, huh, Todd?
And Beckett K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I got a few comments on that. So, yeah, he's a confident kid. That's great. It's nice to see someone like that get that opportunity. And again, as I said yesterday, I'll say it again today, it's because of the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, they have their whole recording studio there. And,
oh, do they?
Oh, it's unbelievable what they have. You got to go see that. This is really nice what we have here, but that will put any podcast that people are using to...
You're kidding.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So can kids go in and use it like or what?
Yeah, you can do videos too.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to take my granddaughters there because whenever they visit, I have to bring them in here and they have to play radio talk show.
No, that's cool because
they love putting the headphones on.
Yep, but there they can do videos too.
Wow.
And you know, it's $5 a year to be a member of the Boys and Girls Club. And just anyway, that got him not only his start getting from a microphone, and I don't know if he did any video, but they're also helping him get some clients or some, what do you call them, just interview people. They're the ones who got him Mark Murphy and got him this.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, big shout out to them. I mean, the kids can do a lot. You wouldn't believe, I know, I'm sure you volunteered there, but pretty disciplined program. They get there, you know, after school, they have their little snack, and then you do you sign up to tutor them with their homework.
Really? That's cool.
Well,
I haven't done much there, to be honest with you. I've done fundraisers, you know, banquets. But...
Oh, yeah. Donald Driver was really big into that place. But a lot of those Packer players were, because a lot of them use the Boys and Girls Club where they live.
Absolutely.
But I will say that, you know, and I'm like, I'll tutor, so I would go there, and sometimes the math got a little hard for me. These kids are in seventh grade. I'm like, now why don't I do this, social studies or English?
I think that's pretty cool. You know, actually, that happened to me one time in high school. Had this teacher I got along really good with, and he was helping this young kid who's freshman years, and he goes, you know, John, he looks up to you. I told him that you're in my class and you're the quarterback, and you know, could you help him out with some of this math during your study hall?
Yeah.
Same exact thing. I'm like, I think that's right.
Yeah.
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 You're never gonna need this.
No, don't worry. You know, there's all those funny memes now. It's like where the teacher's like, if you don't learn all the state capitals, you will not succeed in bar trivia. It's like, that's the only reason you need that kind of stuff now. Really. Got a thing here. Good morning from Tigerton. A chilly 38 degrees. Furnace is on.
Yeah.
From Rob. Got another one. Good morning from Madison. From Michael. How you doing, Michael?
All right.
How's things going with the houses in the area?
Simple life.
Yep. Yeah. Rutgers, minus 2.5, over under 39.5 against the Badgers. I would take the Badgers.
No. The over-under, though, I think. Oh, you take the Badgers in 2.5.
Yeah.
But what about the over-under? Those college games are always blowouts. I take the over.
Yeah, I would, too. I'll be honest with you. I would, too. It's exactly what I would do.
So Rutgers was just...
So go bet your money on what I
say. Here, go bet your money.
Yeah.
I just read something about Rutgers. Why are they in the news lately? Jersey, they number one on something? I'll look it up.
I don't know.
I just remember seeing something about Rutgers.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I can't stand the way things have gone with the Big Ten. I used to love it when there was 10 schools.
Yeah.
And it was all Midwest schools.
Right.
Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Purdue, Indiana, Northwestern, Ohio State. Boom, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when they brought in like Penn State. Really? Then Maryland. Really?
Yeah.
Then Rutgers. Yeah. Really? Yeah. And now Southern Cal and UCLA and it lost its something.
Big Ten.
Yeah. You know, that was such a fun. We're the Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, things have gotten so crazy. I mean, even like the SEC, you know, with all these other schools going in there, it's it's really lost its tradition. And I'll tell you what, God bless them. You know, money is king or whatever, but boy, did they chase the money, all these administrators.
Oh, dude.
And they're making tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, they do. It's greed. That's what's driving
it. It's like they've ruined the conferences for greed.
Yeah.
And don't think a bunch of it isn't a bunch of those old guys, that old boys club, all basically saying, hey, they're, you know, if we did this, we're going to, you know, this could be great for the school and great for the alum and great for the students. but really it's going to be great for us. You know that. It's like, oh, man, I'm going to need to make $7 million this year because, boy, look at the responsibility I've got. It's gluttony. It's sports has gotten to be gluttony by the people who run it.
What surprises me about sports is it's supported by people that don't have that kind of money. You know, I mean, the advertisers do. I'm talking about the people who go, like, you go to a Packer game, there's 80,000 people there. Half those people probably make, I don't know, $50,000 or less.
Oh, easy,
And yet they're but watching people playing millions and millions, and I just, they continue to support it. I guess that kind of, like, surprises me. It's like, that's kind of weird. Like, I would be like, wait a minute, enough is enough.
But, well, I still get a kick of the thing. It's like, you know.
But I still go.
NFL taking donations for the hurricane or for, okay. Roger Goodell is making, like, $72 million a year, I think. Roger, you couldn't just say, you know what, I'm gonna write you a check. Folks, thanks for helping. With, you know, help load up the trucks going down, but I'll give them $5 million. I got $2,800 million
you would think,
in my checking
wouldn't
account.
You?
Wouldn't you?
I mean,
if you would just come out and say, I'm going to give $5 million.
What would you do if you had $72
million? I'd give $5 million. Me too. Hurricane, not even a question.
I would take what I need to live on, and the rest would go wherever it needed
absolutely.
To go. Period.
Absolutely.
And you look at
absolutely.
That, it would be great the first year to have $72 million, but after that, the pipeline.
Right. What do you do?
How many cars can you drive?
Exactly.
How many houses can you live in?
Exactly.
How many jets can you fly in?
Exactly.
You know, there's like, okay, wait a minute. I get this again and again and again.
You know what? So. I remember when George Perlis was going to be hired by the Packers after Forrest Gregliff. He was the head coach at Michigan State. He'd accepted the job. I mean, he officially accepted the job and then had second thoughts and backed out. And he even said in his little press conference, he said, you know, when you're in the coaching business, you make zero money starting out. I mean, you know, you work at a gas station because, you know, you're a grad assistant. Or you scrape and you keep thinking, okay, when I get to this level, I can, you know, go to that restaurant or I can buy that car or I could do whatever. And he says, you know what? I'm at the point now Michigan State is taking, it's like, how many more steaks do I need to eat?
Right.
That's exactly what he said. That was always my dream. I'm going to get so I can go into a restaurant, order whatever kind of steak I want. He goes, I can. And I can do it pretty much the rest of my life. And I'm happy here.
Right.
I'm not going to chase that money anymore. And I thought that was really refreshing for him to say that.
Wow.
But my God.
It becomes a little bit ego, though, too, right?
No question.
That this is, I make more than you.
Absolutely.
I don't need it.
But, not even a question. Yeah, but I just think that, you know, there's so much money in the NFL. And God bless them. They ask
college.
People and college. But they've got so much. They're just sucking it in more and more and more until they just explode. It's like, how much more can you possibly suck in? It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Todd, tell it. Well, Danielle, I'm really excited about having Danielle. We've had her in once before, didn't we?
We
have. A couple
times. Yep.
I still remember this when I worked with Danielle. The very first day when I met her and we were talking, she says, you know, this is why I went to school for bridges. You know, to be honest with you, someday I really hope to be a teacher. And here after a tremendous career in the media, she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm. GB.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, people doing what they've always wanted to do.
Yeah. And there's, you know, again, there's a profession where there's no money in it, but boy, it's rewarding.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty cool profession. Yeah, good for her. You're right. She always wanted to do that, which I think is pretty cool. It'd be nice to get an update because, you know, it's teaching. There's teachers on the bubble, too. I mean, right? You look at St. Norbert, GB, the university. It's like, do we have enough money to do this, to do that? And, you know, sports is pretty protected. But, you know, some of these, I think she's in communications. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's great, though. I think that's awesome.
Me, too. I just hope that's...
Scotty B says, sports hasn't been the same since they went away from the Olympian Conference. Oh, I used to love the Olympian Conference. Remember them?
No.
Brilliant and all those kind of teams all together. All the same size schools. Small town schools. They would all battle each other. You could drive within 45 minutes to each school. don't even get me started on the WIA. I'm not going to start about what they've done with realignments and everything and sending schools from Appleton to the same conference to Wausau. And what they have done with the high school basketball tournaments is a sham. It's horrific. They used to hold the big events at the Brown County Arena. Obviously, that's gone now. But they'd hold those sectional tournaments there. If you didn't get there 2 hours before the game, if you weren't in line when the doors open, you didn't get into the game.
Hmm.
It was that popular. It was jam-packed. I can still talk to people right now and say, what's the greatest moment of your life as far as outside of birth of your kids or whatever? It would be the sectional tournament at the Brown County Arena. Mm. The atmosphere in there was so fantastic. It was mind-boggling. And, of course, WIA did away with that.
Well, they moved it to Madison, right?
They moved it all over. No, not even to Madison. They moved it all to these little places, you know, just out of, you know, so what kids would have to do. I think they went out of their way so kids would have to drive about 80 miles to a game on a school night. I think they that homework was overrated or something. I don't even know. I don't even know exactly what happened. But, yeah. Really. So
another article I was looking at, besides the best places for haunted in every state, safest cities. And that was a survey on the safest cities. Went down to 188.
In the country.
Safest cities.
Safest cities but in the country.
Yeah, but then you look at, you know.
But like, is it a minimum of like 100,000 population?
I was trying to find out what their parameters were. But this is a really interesting study because they always tell you, remember in school, it's like, oh, look behind, you know, the studies and who's asking the questions and all stuff. But safety, everybody thinks of crime, right?
Sure.
But they had safety in a city in terms of fraud, it really scammers. Okay. I think that's cool to put that in there. Like, this is, they didn't get these places in Vermont.
Well, you can get scammers any place. My mom, I'll never forget this, and I was home on vacation, but I was at the store or someplace, and I came home, and she goes, and she's elderly, and she was disabled kind of and everything, and she was sitting on her porch, says, these two guys came here and said, I need a new driveway. I said, who said that? Said, I know two guys, and they didn't want to leave. They said, oh, no. So she said, I will call my son, who's the sheriff, and ask him. And he was. His brother was the sheriff. She said that he left so fast. It was mind by like one knocked over a chair or something getting out of there.
I think that should be in the criteria for a safe city, scammers. I think the less of that, the safer you are. I think there's a lot of stuff that goes into safety, but I thought that was cool that they factored that into their safest cities.
I agree. I think people that prey on older people like that, there's got to be a special place in prison. You know, they talk about where P. Diddy is in prison right now, where there's like rats and cockroaches. They need a special place for people that scam old people.
Yeah.
You put them in that spot.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be a lot of public uproar about that.
There'd be no public uproar. I hate scammers that scam elderly people. Yeah. That's the worst. Absolute worst.
Yeah. But we didn't, Madison was in there, Milwaukee, but we didn't make the cut. So
what was the safest city? Okay, I'm going to say Cedarburg. Or wasn't there a Wisconsin one?
Well, there was a couple Wisconsin ones, but.
Isn't Cedarburg that like antique kind of town?
Oh, Cedarburg's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that strawberry festival.
I would say that. I actually, you guys are going to laugh. You know what my favorite things to do in the fall used to be?
Leaves.
No, no, no.
Pumping.
No, no, no.
Carving.
No, no, no. Going to like farm auctions and things like that.
Are you kind of a hoarder?
Big time.
Anybody who can dig up their ACT
big
score
time, big time hoarder.
40 years ago.
You though a little bit too?
No.
You told me about your garage. How long did it take you to clean out your garage?
Okay, I got a lot of stuff in my garage.
Okay.
In my garage. But okay, is that hoarding? I mean, it's not my house.
Well, what is collecting?
I got a lot of
There's a fine line between
dishes.
Hoarding and collecting.
A lot of dishes.
Very, a lot of dishes.
How do you have lots of dishes?
I do.
How is that possible?
By the way, Madison, Wisconsin was number 19 in the safest.
In the nation?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only one. That's the top in Wisconsin.
Okay.
The top was South Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. The Vermont thing.
Nobody knows where they are.
Mm. I would like to go to there someday. That's one part of the country I've never been.
Yeah. Vermont.
New England.
Yeah. It's what you think it is, though. I will tell you.
You've been there, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just is. It's like that whole Bob Newhart thing.
And, yeah.
It's very, very green. Tons of trees. It's what you think. It's small, little.
Yep.
White buildings, and it's like I'm in Vermont.
Okay.
It wasn't like, wow. It was like, yeah.
They're going to use that now as their state motto.
Wow.
I'm in Vermont.
Knew that. But yeah, it's
former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt welcomes you. Wow. I'm in Vermont. I like it.
Yeah. It's
all right.
You got to check it off the list, though. So.
All right. We got to set our quick break. If you can get a hold of Brittany Todd,
work it out.
All right. I want to talk to her.
Back after this.
I've been sitting You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Tune in. I don't got a text here. Despite Jim's description of Vermont, I think there was going to be more.
I think Todd stopped and went to open the door
for Danielle. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it again? Wow, I'm in Vermont.
I thought it was what I expected. I didn't.
Oh.
You know, sometimes you go to places like, if you go to the Grand Canyon, you have an expectation you get there, like, oh my God, it's unbelievable. And even, you know, New York, San Francisco, I think some of those bigger cities, you kind of go there and it's like, wow, this is unbelievable, the energy. But Vermont, I went there and I was like, yep, this is what I thought.
You know, I was reading a thing.
And I liked it. I'm not saying that, well, there's maple syrup and everything else, but I had a friend who lives there and went and was over at his house, and it was kind of what I expected. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I hope people don't think I love Vermont. I thought it was very nice, but
what was it, Todd? What's it, despite Jim's description of Vermont?
Let me pull up the comment here. Despite Jim's description of Vermont, it sounds lovely to me. What's wrong with trees?
Lots of trees.
There's a lot of trees.
What were they going to put on the billboard, though, that he said earlier? We got to write that one down. Vermont, I'm here.
I'm in Vermont. I mean, just
I'm in Vermont.
Maybe that's it.
Wow, I'm in Vermont.
It didn't have a big wow factor to me. That's okay. What it was.
All right.
I loved it, though. I don't want to take anything away from Vermont. I think it's a great place, but, like, I don't know. Nobody lives there. I mean, like, isn't it like Montpelier is the capital?
Welcome to Vermont. Nobody lives here.
No, but even
Todd, their worst Chamber of Commerce slogans that anybody could ever, if they wanted a guy to hire.
It's not Vermont. Suggested.
There's a lot of trees. Vermont. Nobody lives here.
They do.
Do you remember Jim last week?
Wow, that's what I expected.
Jim last week. We need more people. We've got all this empty land.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was out there. It's like, just land. It's like, we need to develop that land.
Well, that is, there's a lot of land. But,
we just got another text from that listener. Jim digging a deeper hole.
I am. You're right. I'm getting out of this. I love Vermont. One of my favorites.
Okay, we're handing out a prize package today for anybody that can top Jim with the worst Chamber of Commerce type Visitors Bureau slogan
for Vermont.
For Vermont.
We got another text from Brian. Maybe Jim is why Bernie Sanders is so grumpy all the time.
Yeah, that's the other problem with Vermont. So.
Vermont is why Bernie Sanders is so grumpy.
But even
that person's in the lead for our prize package.
I think their largest city is smaller than Green Bay.
Okay.
It just wasn't a lot of density, and it was great. I don't, you know, skiing is good, you know, but it was green.
Okay.
It was green, man. There's a lot of trees out there. A lot of trees.
So, all righty then. All right. Well, it's good that you've been around a lot, though. I mean, you know, I was reading the thing. It's like 20 things that every person should try to do in their lifetime. And, like, I lived in Arizona for 6 years. I never went to the Grand Canyon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That.
Never been to the Empire State Building. Have you ever been on top of that?
No, of course.
I never. Okay. I am curious.
We just got a text from Michael who says that there's a great fine linen shop in Vermont.
See?
He's got the website for you, Jim.
I believe that.
Vermont, I come for the linens.
Yeah, stay for the green.
Yeah.
Come for the linens.
Come for the linens. Stay for the green. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Help us out, people.
Speaking of the linens, though, this weekend, depending what Brittany says, or else I'm going to Manitowoc to that Rob Museum. Remember that guy was in here talking about the linen thing?
One of the TV stations the other night had a big story on the linen display.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, it's not just linen display, it's table setting display.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's table setting.
How many sets of table settings do you have? You said you have a lot of dishes.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of, like, silverware and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'd say, I think 13.
13 sets?
Yeah.
13 sets of dishes?
Yeah. 12 for sure. I gave one away at that bridal shower, so 12.
Why do you have 12 sets of dishes?
Because I like dishes.
Okay. Folks, hey, texters, just in general, how many sets of dishes do you have? How many sets of china do you have?
Yeah. Okay.
When I was growing up, it'd be, are we including the stuff we got from the gas station from having the stamps or no?
Does it have to match?
Do they
have?
Right.
No,
I'd have
matches,
the Sinclair gas station ones. Then we used to get some from Shell. And then you accuse me of being a hoarder.
Wow.
But what about silverware sets? Like, do you have more than one?
Oh, yeah. Some of it's gold and silver. Some of it's gold. Some of it's Christmas. You know, it's got the... It's got the red and green and, it's not a diamond, but it would be those three little...
Okay.
That's cool. It's a cool set of silverware.
Oh, I'll bet that's cool.
It is.
Did you bring it down for your Christmas party last year?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I didn't have it for when you guys were
I don't
over?
Think so,
no,
yeah.
No.
I don't remember seeing
that. I think you had paper plates.
No, I I had those
that's what I remember. And rolls of paper towel to wipe your hands on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, this is what I'm going to do.
Grand prize. You win a set of mayor's dishes.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the settings are either for... 6, 8, 10, or 12. They're not all 12 scenes. One of them, maybe it's 8 is the smallest I got. I have to look. I don't know. I have a lot of dishes. I do. But I like entertaining, and I like using different dishes for different events. And to match the food, too, a little bit. You don't want to put, like, beef on a red
That's
dish.
So funny. I've got one set of silverware, and it's good for all food. It doesn't matter what
I basically use plastic forks.
Oh, jeez. Whatever. Okay,
got one here.
On.
Vermont, we kick New Hampshire's ass. Okay. Major prize package. The worst. Welcome to Vermont.
I think Vermont's a great state. There's just not a lot there, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
I love Wisconsin.
Well, we got to set a quick break. We'll get back. Danielle Bina will be joining us. Stay tuned. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Law Forward's General Counsel Jeff Mandel to talk about voting rights and the threat that the MAGA cult poses to our election processes.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.